Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. You're very welcome to be here. My name is Marcus. Chris is here.
Hello.
And Sarah's here.
I am.
And you are here, ladies and gentlemen. That is the most important thing for the three of us. Now, these days, every single one of us owns a mobile phone. At least one mobile phone. With mobile phones, aside from the basic functions, we can watch TV, listen to music, read the news, we can get directions, we do online banking, we can order food, even tune a guitar. With all that at our fingertips, it begs a fair question. Could you live without a mobile phone?
I would just want to also say at the start, you sounded very Partridge there, Sarah. When you went, I am.
an early
I was slightly distracted by that.
Today's show.
It was brilliant. I like that. Could I live without a mobile phone?
Yes. Would you suffer from nomophobia? Remember the phobias episode?
Oh, yeah.
Nomophobia, of course, we spoke about that very briefly on,
was that
on the...
having phone signal, or was it not having your phone?
The fear of being without a mobile phone.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah. To start with, I think I would definitely...
Would you?
There's an adjustment period of like, oh my gosh, it was my phone. I was driving in Wales last week and I had no signal and I just didn't know how to get anywhere. I was like, what do I do? Like, I've lost the ability to even
can't
be told, go to that town, turn left at a pub, because we English people or British people always navigate via pubs, and then go right down there. Like, I just was like, oh, how am I going to get anywhere?
Yeah.
And that was just, as you said, with the navigation function on there, let alone I can't call someone for help. Like, I just felt helpless for about 3 minutes.
Do they not have road signs in Wales?
I couldn't
read
them.
They're in a different language.
Yeah. No, they're in English and Welsh, aren't they, at some points?
Yeah, but...
A RAF means slow.
Stop.
Everyone always says that one. Slow.
Yeah.
Headloo, please.
Headley.
Sorry. Lee. I panicked for a few minutes. And then I realized you're not going to die and you will pick up signal. But if I had to go without a phone for a long period of time.
Yes.
Then I think I'd get used to it.
But it's funny because you immediately think of the functions that the basic, you don't think of the basic functions.
Well, I thought it was interesting that you straight off went into
directions.
The maps and stuff. Yeah. Like, we're not even talking like texting and calling here.
Yeah.
Like, our phone is literally everything. Like you said at the beginning there.
That's
like,
why it's a fair question. People think,
it's
bloody
calendar,
ridiculous.
It's my way of contacting everyone. Yep. The only phone numbers I still remember in my head is my parents' house, my dad's mobile phone from 1998, and my best friend from when I was 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if I had to call someone in a crisis, I don't know a number.
I remember when I came
to a phone box.
I moved back from the States about 6 years ago because I was there for a year, and I had to go and get a new mobile phone. And you have to give us a telephone number. I didn't have one. I was just like, I don't know any. Like, my parents have moved.
Yeah.
My grandparents have gone. Like, I don't know any numbers anymore. And I had to. Fortunately, I had my laptop in my bag. I had to log on, then like Facebook message my mum to say, "Can I have a telephone number? Because I can't even get registered." Mm. I was completely clueless with telephone numbers.
I used to know all the phone numbers off by heart.
Yeah.
And now I'd even struggle to remember my best mates, my wife's, it's bad, it's not good. And excessive use of mobile phones, they can cause memory loss because you're so reliant on them. Look at the cybersecurity company Kaspersky, if you know them, and your laptop do the security stuff. They did a survey of 6,000 mobile phone users, and it found that 71% of them can't remember the phone numbers of their children, and 87% can't relocate. 87% can't remember the phone numbers of their children's schools, which is pretty bad.
Why would you need to, though?
But that's the point. But what if your battery goes down? What if your phone gets smashed? You know, this is the thing.
Yeah.
You are...
is that where the panic sets in?
You are a greasy palm away from forgetting all
it's
this.
It's true.
If your phone dropped or something, you're buggered. As Chris says, the phone goes down. You couldn't...
Yeah.
You are completely at the mercy of this little device.
But also, like you were saying, with all the other functions on there, I was playing in Go Outdoors, the camping shop the other day.
Oh yeah.
And so
you were playing.
Yes, I like to.
You
go
were literally.
I
just...
enjoy the tents, and I was in my element. Anyway,
Sarah, we're camping.
I try out the camping beds, which are really expensive but super comfy. It's like £200 a bed, which is probably more than I spend on my home bed. Anyway, my phone dropped out of my pocket onto there, and I was in the store and I just thought, I can't find my phone. And the sheer panic that sets in is horrific, isn't it? And what was amazing is that all the store assistants, credit to them, the guys in Rochester, they're amazing, is that they obviously probably have felt that emotion themselves and just kind of did whatever they could.
Close the shop.
Fortunately, my wife then phoned it and then someone had picked it up and brought it back. which was good. Or we had to go and find it. So, but anyway, the sheer panic. Because I was thinking, my banking app's on there, my all these things. And you're just like, oh my gosh, my life is literally in the palm of my hand.
Yeah. Well, that's it. But that creates, all that stuff is that people say that we rely on our phones to store data. We don't rely on our brains anymore to store that data. And we're getting a thing called digital amnesia. With so many apps, so many websites that are, and all that kind of stuff, that our brains only skim the surface of what's going on. So they don't actually take in the information. So we have more information at our fingertips, but it doesn't actually go into the long-term memory.
Mm. Oh, I can believe it. I feel like we talked about this, didn't we, at some point on a podcast, of things like Twitter. I think it was on the social media podcast we had. Mm. You're just skimming constantly. You're not actually engaging with anything. You're just skimming. Yeah. And it's changing the way our brains are processing information.
Yeah.
And especially if, like you're saying, that we're actually forgetting. Mm-hmm. We've got this amnesia. When you put it that way, it's quite scary.
But I think it's, in fact, I should say that I think it's more smartphones rather than the mobile phones. Because with smartphones, I still remembered people's numbers, I think.
Yeah.
Even though the function of ringing people is still the same, but I think it is that kind of having the internet, having essentially your search engines like Google there.
Yeah. I know
that shouldn't translate to remembering friends' numbers.
Yeah,
but I think subconsciously it does. But do you switch off
if you meet someone you want their number now? Do you even ask them for their number, or do I just pass them the phone?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Or get a friend to share their number. Like, I don't even ask for it. I don't know any digit apart from 07, like, in that phone.
There's an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
I love that comedy program. Yeah.
And in that, there was an episode where they were in a bar and it showed them before and after they had phones. And one is where someone makes some statement and they're all like, I don't think that's true. And they have a big argument about it. And then, like, a few days later, I think someone finds out the answer. And then it shows them with the phones and someone says it and they Google it and they go, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah. I remember there was a thing you could text any question to.
Oh, yeah.
That was a weird thing, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
You could text them and clearly it was just some bloke probably sat at the internet.
Yeah.
And just Googled it for you. Ridiculous, made 30 pence or whatever of these texts. I went to, a few years ago, I went to Cuba on holiday. Thoroughly recommend. And they don't have, or it's very, very rare. It was then. I don't know what it's like now. I know it's changing quite rapidly, but this was 4 or 5 years ago I went. But there was no Wi-Fi, certainly. It might be in like maybe the odd fancy hotel, but there are hardly any fancy
hotels.
You're
going to struggle, basically.
Yeah. You're going to struggle to get on the internet, exactly. And for 2 weeks, I didn't have any internet.
How did it feel?
It felt all right, actually, because on holiday, I mean, I don't live a particularly busy life, you know, and people don't need to get hold of me or anything. I still had the phone, and you could text and take pictures. I think photos is an interesting one on phones as well. But you do adapt. You really do.
I was at a festival recently, and my phone died quite early on.
Yeah.
So I had a good 24-hour period without it. I found it really liberating.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is really nice. People, whatever, like, I'll bump into them if they need to find me, or I'll be in certain places. Like, it felt like when I was younger and we didn't all have your mobile phones. It was really, really nice.
I can't remember. Yeah, if you said to someone back in the day, see, we're of the age, well, Chris and I are, of the age where we can remember the world in analog.
Yeah.
But, no, to be fair, I can remember.
All right, fair enough.
Do you remember to, like, arrange to meet your mates at a certain place at a certain time?
Exactly.
And if they didn't turn up, you were waiting around forever.
You see, just I was doing that when I was, like, 11, whereas you were doing it when you were students.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the only difference. I can't imagine being a student without a phone.
Well, I used to, but I can remember an occasion when I was living down in Surrey, and to get into central London, it was probably like door to door, just over an hour. Mm. And my mate was coming from Kent, and for him to get in central London, it was probably about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I would phone him the day before or whatever. We'd say, yeah, we're going to meet. I'll see you at this station outside that shop. There'll probably be a McDonald's there or something. I'll see you there at 1 o'clock. And that's it.
It's like
you don't have the option of saying, 10 minutes away.
Did you used to
have
to go and knock on your mates' doors and, like, look through the windows to see if they were in, if they wanted to go out and play football and stuff? Like, now you just don't do that.
Well, exactly. On one occasion, actually, thinking about it, when I met my mate, I turned up and I waited around for about half an hour and he wasn't there. And it got to an hour and I thought, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I found out that there was, I could remember his house number.
There you go, yeah.
got a a payphone, phoned, and his I think his mum said, oh, apparently there was, she heard like on the news or the local radio station or something that there was a problem with the trains there, or he should be with you soon.
Now,
or
see,
something.
In this sense, as we're having this conversation, I'm thinking, yeah, well, phones, it's better to be in contact.
So so that's why I think smartphones is where perhaps it tilted.
That's where it, like, I think being able to call and text people when you're out and about
definitely
is great. What isn't great, like, personally, is the amount of time wasted.
Mm.
I can honestly sit for an hour, probably more, and just skip around some apps.
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, maybe in a bit of Facebook, bit of Reddit, bit of this, bit of that. I just waste hours.
I think that's it, though. I think there's almost too many choices, and therefore you don't actually make a choice, because I love the fact that you can have a mobile phone and not have to mess around reading a newspaper on the tube or something like that, to be honest. Loads of different news sources, so you don't just get one sort of thing. In theory, certainly. Yeah. I actually quite like that. I love the mobile phone for catching up with news. In the news app on iPhones, I know they have algorithms and all that kind of stuff, but you know, it's certainly...
It's handy, right?
Yes, exactly.
But do you feel that you're in control of it, or are you... Like, I would say that, I was saying to Sarah before, and like, my wife and I, we've now said no mobile phones in the bedroom, because I'll waste an hour, like you were saying, at night. I'll just be scrolling through pictures
mindlessly.
Of,
yeah, it's mindless scroll. If you're doing it,
pictures of coffee or pictures of burgers, or
fine.
I mean, what am I doing?
But that's it, right?
Really, guys.
So for me, like,
no, hang on, get it all out. Yeah, yeah. Say it all.
I mean, the funny one was, as I said to Sarah, that guy. There's a newsreader in front of the camera, and there's a new thing on Twitter where this guy just cycles it into the river, which is brilliant. I mean, things like that.
How many times did you watch that in one night?
Twice. But I mean, what am I doing?
But that's it.
So yeah, it's not in the bedroom anymore, because I'm like, what's stopping me in life is probably a lack of sleep, and that's because I'm scrolling all night. If I went to bed earlier.
Every day I'm scrolling. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, a recent study found that frequency and methods of mobile phone use affect how we interact with people around us.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes me feel like an old man, because I worry about young kids, because I am so glad we didn't have mobile phones when I was young.
Even that expression makes you sound like an old man.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah. A frequent mobile phone user, apparently, would be less likely to talk with strangers in public.
True.
Due to what the study calls the tele-cocooning effect, or the tendency... did you see what I mean? That kind of, they're so wrapped up in their mobile phone, they don't look up and think of other people. Yeah. Or if you're communicating with people, you're communicating with people who aren't there. So you're chatting away to texting people, and you're having conversations with people who aren't in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like with I don't know, chat forums and that kind of thing. I find it so foreign, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think they can be great, these things. But I find it quite difficult to get involved in, say, like a chat forum or something, even if it was on a particular subject I like or something like that.
But go on.
That thing you were saying about, you're not talking to anyone around you. There's a meme that I've seen like hundreds of times over the years of...
Because you've been scrolling every night.
Well, exactly. But it's like loads of people on a train or something, all scrolling on their phones.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, no, people nowadays, they never talk to anyone on public transport. And then there's a picture from like 100 years ago, and everyone has got their head in a newspaper and they're not talking to anyone. Yeah. So I am slightly,
Well, I think you can think it's all one-way traffic here.
Yeah.
But this study also said that mobile phones can close people off, of course, but it can also help them connect with the world around them as well.
Yeah.
As you say, texting and all the rest of it's a great way to stay in touch with people.
Listening to this great podcast is another good use of your phone.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
But it can broaden your horizons and all that kind of stuff, actually. You know, you think about...
But I think on what you're saying, going back to what you were saying before, though, like I said, no phones in the bedroom. And I'm literally now like, oh, we should talk.
Because
otherwise what you do is kiss, cuddle, night, darling, and then we're both on our phones for a bit, and then you go to sleep. Actually, now I'm not ready to go to sleep straight away, so I'm like, how are you doing? You all right? Like,
yeah, remember me?
But the thing is I'm looking for connection on my phone, but it's right next to me, like the best person in the world I could connect with, and I'm on my phone. That's why I asked you, are you in control of the phone, or is the phone in control of you?
Sure.
I'm definitely having to let the phone go so it's not in control of me.
I think that's a really good point of like being around people that you care about. Yeah. So like I've caught myself on occasions like when I've, I don't know, been having lunch with someone or been out for coffee with someone and I've got my phone out and I've suddenly just automatically just gone onto Instagram or just, or like, you know, you're eating like a meal with someone and you and they get their phone out and they just start and it's just this, I think it's automatic and it's awful. And
do you find it rude if people do it? Or are you
it's not quite rude for me. It's more kind of, it makes you feel not as valued.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I'm saying that with the full knowledge, I do it too.
Yeah.
But you're a bit like, hello, hi, we've agreed to have this time. Yeah. Hi.
Should I just text you?
Yeah. You might as, what was the point of meeting up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even, I think, but I think that, you know, you don't want to go extreme and say, well, okay, our lives would be better without mobile phones.
I think we need to, you know, burn them all.
Yeah. A ritual.
Burn them all.
Oh, blimey. It's just how you use them.
Yeah.
But I do think that, again, without sounding like a granddad, it's younger kids who grow up with that as the norm. That is the complete norm. I am so glad. My first mobile phone, I think, was 19.
Wow. Yeah.
And it didn't even vibrate when it rang.
Wow.
If you were out and about, you'd have to...
You just heard... Well,
if you were out and about...
I was playing Snake on it. Or the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Snake. But if you were out and about and you were going to meet up with people...
Yeah.
And you were in a noisy environment. Every now and then, you'd have to check your phone. No one's rung. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm so glad that that was the case.
We've now at home debated whether we get a landline. I mean, this is how radical we are. I kind of turn my phone off at a certain time.
I think that's a really good idea.
And if people want to get a hold of me, they call my landline. If it's not urgent, don't bother. Because actually, I can probably
After connect. Like 8 p.m.,
exactly.
Realistically, if someone needs to get hold of you, like if it's... You know, that I think that's another thing with phones is people want an immediate response, right? Especially if it's like WhatsApp, you can see they've read it. Why aren't they responding? Whereas if it was just like, you know what, guys?
Yeah.
8 o'clock, I switched my phone off.
Yeah.
If you really need me, ring me on the landline. Mm. And if not, I'll get back to you after 8 a.m. when I switch back on again.
Yeah. Because I think that's the thing is you're putting up a boundary, aren't you? Like, I just need my time either on my own or with important people.
Yeah.
And therefore, but I'm open if there's a need.
Yeah.
But I need to disconnect.
What really pisses me off with phones is when you go to a gig or you go to some sort of sporting event or something, and people are watching it through their mobile phone, and you think, "Oh, piss off!"
So,
like, seriously.
So I was at a music festival at the weekend, and I've been to a few gigs recently, and I actually think that trend is maybe starting to decline again now, which is really good because I know at some gigs they banned phones. They made people put them in these sort of pouches and stuff.
Mm.
Because like you said, people were just... And also, are you ever going to go and watch that 12-second shaky clip of... I don't know, who's your favourite band? Like, of you watching The Darkness?
Yeah.
Are you going to watch that again?
Like, if they reform, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I do think it is starting to maybe decline a bit.
Mm.
And like, for example, I will, if I'm at a gig, I might take a couple of pictures and put the phone away because I've paid for this experience. I want to experience it in real time.
Well, that's it. If I go and watch the football and it's a particularly impressive stadium or something like that I haven't been to, I always make, as they're about to kick off and the teams have lined up, there's the snap, right? Yeah, phone in pocket, done. Yeah. None of this, oh, I'll just get that when there's a corner or the ball's down this end. It ruins it. It absolutely ruins it.
I think over the last few weeks, it's interesting we're doing this now because over the last, this is definitely at the forefront of my brain.
Mm.
I'm kind of done with living my life through my phone. And that's how I'm thinking. That's why I'm like, I want to leave the phone outside of the bedroom.
So how bad has it got with you? Could you give an example?
I reckon I could easily waste an hour a day scrolling.
I think most people just scroll. Cumulatively, most people would say that.
Yeah, but that's a waste.
Have you ever looked at your screen time?
I don't.
So my phone tells me every week.
Yeah.
I think, every week. What my average is. Honestly, it is appalling.
What, a day? But what is it?
It's about 4 hours.
But do you work on your phone as well, though? Because is that...
I do. So, I will look at working... Like, not too much, to be honest. But it's just...
Even if you half that, though.
It's still bad. Yeah. Okay, 4 hours a day. My maths is not good, but 4 hours a day, I hate to imagine. Nobody tell me, please, I don't want to know. It's too depressing. What that is a year.
And like, so you were saying before, like, you know, there's books in you that you would love to write.
Oh my
imagine
goodness.
I used an hour a day to do something like positive.
Yeah,
or
imagine, I think of all, I could go to the gym. I could do some meditation. I could literally do so many things
you
with that
time. You
could
learn Cantonese.
I could.
Yeah.
An hour a day of Cantonese.
Yeah.
I'll
be fluent by the end of the year. But no, instead, I'm going to put up another picture on Instagram.
Or just look at a burger or something.
Or just look at some burgers. Yeah. And it's interesting as well. So one of the things that I know a lot of people have kind of talked about, and actually my partner wrote a blog for HuffPost about this, how your phone can kind of impact your mental health.
Yeah, oh yeah.
How actually you use it to distract yourself. Mm-hmm. How, you know, yeah. when actually you probably need to let your mind kind of almost breathe, give yourself some yeah. space, mm-hmm. and maybe start addressing some things that are going on in your brain. Instead, you distract yourself with, like, I don't know, Twitter or Candy Crush or yeah.
dogs jumping in swimming pools
yeah. or burgers, Chris.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
but I definitely have used it in the past when I don't want to think, because I'm like, I think I said it on another show actually about, you know, I use it if I can't sleep.
Yeah.
But actually, maybe I do need to actually give myself breathing space for my mind to think about stuff.
And I think sometimes we need to address, why do I not want to think? What am I trying to escape from? What am I distracting myself from? Mm. Because the more, like, you're doing that thing where you're pushing it down, right? You're just yeah. pushing it away, and you're not dealing, like, why aren't you sleeping?
Yeah. But even if it's because I'm thinking about, say, work or an essay yeah. that I'm doing or something like that, maybe it's healthy. I mean, actually, Marcus, you talked on that show about being an evening or a morning person. Like, yeah. that's when your brain really comes alive and mm. works. Maybe I'm stopping myself. Maybe I'm limiting myself by not actually giving myself time to think.
Yeah. yeah. All right. So to finish then, you spoke about, imagine if I could dedicate an hour of my day or something like that to something yeah. else. Well, what's the challenge then? What are you going to do?
Ooh.
You said, Sarah, about writing books.
Oh.
You've just sunk down in your seat.
For me, it would give me more time yeah. that I could then do. As you said, there's multiple things you could do. I think for me, it's probably spending more time properly connecting to people around me. So, you know, having that extra time to
say
go and see a friend.
Say something we can check back in on.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go to the gym more.
Oh, okay. So we've got to tape measure out and measure his muscles. Well, Sarah.
Or the lack of fat.
Novel out by the end of the year?
Maybe next year as well.
Yeah, okay. Next year as well. All right, well, fair enough. Well, there we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Put it out there. Yeah.
Will it be a novel or an autobiography?
Oh, we'll have to see.
Yeah. Novels
a
first,
memoir.
Then autobiography.
My life in Answerable Questions.
Absolutely. Well, you have been listening to Answerable Questions with Chris Bell Answers. Of course, it's been a pleasure having you with us. Do get in touch with us. The email address is show@aqqapod.com. Or follow us on Twitter or Instagram @AQQAPod, and do give us a review on
Please.
iTunes, a preferable one, of course. If you hated the show, then sorry about that. We appreciate it.
You've done very well,
guys. We'll see you at another time in another life or another thing. But thank you very much, Chris Gall.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sarah Harris.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.